Yeah, so as I was saying, for the past two Sabbaths, we were going through the first epistle of John, and today we will continue with the first epistle of John, chapter 2. I won't stay long because of the time, so this will probably be 15 minutes long, so we can have enough time to pray. So my those of us that are with me here, when give me about 15 minutes, and then give me like a thumbs up, look at the time, because I want to stop, let's say at 1:45. Let's see what time it is, so we could go into prayer and conclude. Say, yeah. So when it's like 1:45, let me know so I can make sure I stop, okay? Thank you, those of us that are here. So please turn your scriptures to the first epistle of John, chapter 2. Again, these are the evokings of scripture. So this is not a planned teaching with notes. It's the evokings of scripture. This is how the Lord allowed me to describe this, because that's what happens to me. As I read the scripture, the words evoke understanding, put understanding in me. So I'm the word will, and as it does for you. So this is what we're going to read. We're going to gain, see what the Eternal will allow us, what the words of the Eternal, as recorded by in the Epistle of John, chapter 2, what he will evoke in our minds and our hearts, what we need to know today, okay? So let me just say a quick prayer. Dear Father in heaven, O Elohim, power of all things, in the name of your wonderful Son, Yeshua, and your Holy Spirit, we ask for your guidance as we are going to read as much as we can of the Epistle of John, chapter 2. Please guide our thoughts, open our understanding so we can understand what your Spirit want us to know today from this writing, dear Father. Thank you so much. In the matchless of your Son, Yeshua, and your Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. All right. So, again, 1 John, first epistle of John, chapter 2. We'll do as much as we can for the 15 minutes. I will start reading verse 1. Ready? Okay. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, Messiah, the righteous, Hazadik. He is the righteous. Two, verse two, he is the propitiation for our sins. Sin, he's and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, the entire cosmos, the whole world. Verse 3. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Verse 4. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And the truth is not in him. Let me read that again, verse 4. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of Elohim is perfected. By this, we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. And Matt, we'll stop here with the reading and let's meditate together prayerfully on these words. I will start, and again, if the Spirit evokes any understanding in you, let us please share it with the rest of us. So let's see. Let's start here. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. Wow. This is Yohanan, the Apostle John, the Apostle Yohanan. Not, again, not the baptizer that baptized Yeshua, but this is the beloved disciple, the one who was right there at the foot of the stake of execution, whom Yeshua says, "Behold your son, woman, behold your son." And he said to Yohanan, "Behold your mom." And from that day on, he took Yeshua's vessel of coming to this earth, that the woman Miriam, to stay with him, that is John. So this is that John, the same John that Yohanan, who was at the Isle of Patmos. He is writing this letter. Remember, he doesn't have a computer. He doesn't have the best situations. I'm not as sure where he is, where he was when he wrote this. But I tell you the truth, there was a lot of persecution going on. So the value of these letters is the price of suffering. We want to keep that in mind. So these are not just things written in the convenience of his time. It was urgent. Very urgent. So he said, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin." So it was a very crucial message. Children, children, children of Elohim, my fellow brethren and sisters, don't sin. It's critical. Don't break the Torah. Don't break them. Don't break the mitzvah. Don't break them. Don't sin. That's what he's saying. Something very important. Then he says, "But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua, Messiah, the anointed, the righteous." Don't sin. Do your best. Don't sin. But if you sin, don't despair. You have a means of forgiveness. And he doesn't go through the requirements, but we know the requirements, that it will never change. Repent. Believe. Repent. Believe. Receive forgiveness. Are you sick? Cry out for forgiveness and healing. Have you sinned? Cry out for forgiveness and spiritual healing. Verse 2. He is the propitiation for our sins. He is the expiation. He is the one who will wash away our sins. You live in these various places. There's no temple where you dwell. Don't worry. You don't need to offer a sacrifice. You don't need to offer Zabaim. Trust in Yeshua. He will forgive your sins. Don't you remember when Daniel was in Babylon? Was there a sacrifice? Was there a temple? The temple was just about destroyed. But how did Daniel receive forgiveness for his sin? There was no Zabaim. There were no sacrifice by the mercies of the word of the eternal. That's how his sin was forgiven. And so Elohim, true, the word cannot be broken. You don't have to worry about a temple. You don't need it. For Yeshua is the propitiation for your sins. And not just your sins, not just our sins who are righteous, but for the sins of the whole world. For the righteous servant will come, lest the Lord smite the earth with a curse, lest he destroys the earth. This is why the Romans could exist. This is why all the sinners could exist, because Yeshua died. Till this very day, it's not just for our sins, but even for the sins of those who don't believe. Because were it not for that, Yeshua, he would have gathered those that are his and eliminate the earth. But because of his sacrifice, this world continues. Why? So that righteous generation after righteous people after righteous people, generation after generation, until the last generation will be born, so that they can inherit everlasting life. So let's verse 3. "And by this we know that we have come to know him." How do we know that? Because we've... No. if we keep his commandments. How do we know we know him? If we keep his commandments. So how do you know if somebody knows him? If they keep his commandments. Not if they say, oh, I come to church, or I keep the Sabbath, blah, 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 blah. No, if you keep his commandments, not some, all. For if you break one, you are guilty of all. So that's how you discern. We don't need to be deceived. The word is plain. How do you find a brother or sister that you can pray with and have the assurance that Elohim will hear your prayer? How do you know you are gathering in his name? Because the ones you are with are keeping his word, all of his word, not some of it. You keep his commandments. Verse 4, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, oh, it's just a confused sister or brother. No, is a liar. We can't be deceived. The apostle, empowered by the Spirit of Elohim, makes it clear how to discern. He says, when you bring a sacrifice, how will you know it's acceptable? It must not have spot or any defect. It's a principle. It must not have any spot or any defect. If you bring anything to the altar of Elohim and it has a spot or any defect, it will not be accepted. You could burn it on the altar all we want. It will not be accepted. So it was simple for them to understand. There was no compromising. You could not compromise what you brought to that temple made of man's hands. You could not. So do we think we can compromise who we say the body of Messiah is? No. If we do that, we do it to our detriment. We will offer prayers, and our prayers will be far and hardly answered. We need to make sure we follow what he says, that we discern the body of Messiah. How do you discern? Easy. By this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. It's not someone who is here, you know, coming to Sabbath services, but then after services they're backbiting, they're living in sin carelessly, they're doing X, Y, and Z, they're watching this. No. No, that is not acceptable. We have to read the scriptures and believe. Remember, it says repent and believe. But many, some of us repent, but then we really don't believe. We make up our own standards of what is acceptable to the Lord. No, he tells us what is acceptable. And we will do well to follow what is acceptable. Because he says, through the apostle, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth, what is this? What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and the truth is not in him. Right? Verse 5. Then he gives us the positive. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of Elohim is perfected. How do we discern? That's how we discern. Whoever keeps his word, we keep his word. What does he say? What did he say here in verse 1? My little children, I am writing to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yeshua Messiah the righteous. So yes, we're not perfect, but we keep his word. When we fall, we are hurt by that. Our hearts break. We don't just shrug our shoulders. Oh, you know, everybody sins. The Lord knows my heart. Yes, he knows our hearts. He knows what our attitudes are. He knows if we're taking advantage of him. And he knows if we have sincerely, if our hearts are broken by our sin. If our hearts are not broken by our sin, he will not forgive us. But if we fall on occasion, and our hearts break. And we say, "Dear Father, I'm so sorry. I'm up. I don't want to do this. I hate this. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me." The blood of Yeshua cleanses us from all sin. But if we sin, it's, you know, everybody's sin. You know, who's perfect? Nobody's perfect. Everybody does it. He's not going to forgive us because we are being presumptuous. And what is the sin of presumption is like? The sin of presumption is like witchcraft to him. We should not be presumptuous on his righteousness and mercy. We receive mercy when our hearts cry out for mercy, not our words. And so we have an advocate. But verse 6, but whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of Elohim is perfected. When we keep his word, what is his word? Hate sin, turn from sin. If you have from sin, offer a sacrifice. No, it's not offer a sacrifice. Cry out to Yeshua, the propitiation of our sins. Not just say, "Oh, Yeshua, you know, I'm sorry for my sin." And no, you cry out. You fast. You mean it with all your heart and all your soul. Then you will be forgiven. If you just, "Hey, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that." Yeah, no, it's disrespectful. He will not answer that prayer. So by this, we may be sure we are in him. Remember his prayer? "Father, I pray that they may all be one. I pray, Father, they may be you in me, I in them, they in us." Remember that prayer, John chapter, in the Gospel of John chapter 17? We must be in him. He must be in us. By this, we may be sure. We don't have to doubt. By this, we may be sure that we are in him. I remember years ago, I used to listen to this program called Family Radio. And early on, one of the speakers used to be sure about salvation. But as he turned away from the teaching and he started to teach, "Oh, we don't need to keep the law." Guess what happened? Later on, he could even be sure of his own salvation. He couldn't. And when he was teaching, we must pray by the mercies of God. I'm using that word on purpose. We must pray by the mercies of God that we will be saved, but we can't know if we're really saved. Whoa. Of course you can't know if you're really saved if you don't keep his commandments. If you're teaching people you don't need to keep his commandments, eventually that's what will happen. You won't even know if you're saved. Because you've abandoned the apostolic teaching that says, keep his commandments. And by this, you will know. By this, you can be sure that we are in him. And if we are in him, aren't we saved, brethren? Let me hear all of us say, amen. Amen. If we are keeping his commandments, we know we are saved. We can be sure we are in him. And let me conclude here with verse 6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. He says, there's no mystery there. The apostles make it very clear. How did he walk? He kept all the commandments of Elohim in spirit and in truth, in love for Elohim and in love for others. He kept it. And so how are we to walk? In the same way. In the love of Elohim, we keep his commandments. In the love of the brethren, we keep the brethren. In faith that his word endures forever. In faith that till heaven and earth pass away, not one yod or tittle will pass from the law. If there's something we don't do that's written in the law, we do it according to the law, right? What is one reason according to the law we don't offer sacrifices? Because it would be a sin to offer sacrifices, because all sacrifices must be offered in Jerusalem. All sacrifices must be offered by a Levitical priest in the temple, in the place where the Eternal has put his name. Does such a place exist anymore? Are there any Levitical priests? Does he allow that? No, he doesn't. So it would be a sin to offer sacrifice, and that's why we don't do it. And the symbol has been replaced with the true, right? Now Yeshua, the true sacrifice, does it. And so we turn to him for forgiveness. So the beloved brother, don't you just love John? Don't you just love all the ones whom he has called, the beloved Yochanan, the beloved Peter, the beloved Paul, and all his disciples? I know I love them because Yeshua loved them. The Father loves them. And so to me, they're precious. And I know to you, they're precious too. So let's hear the word of the apostle in this conclusion. My beloved children, I'm speaking on with the voice. We're all reading this together. My beloved children, I am writing to you, says the Apostle John, so long ago, still necessary today, these things to you, so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate. We have someone on our side with the Father, together with the Father, Yeshua Messiah, the righteous. Amen? Amen. So I stop here, dear brethren. If anyone has any comments or questions to add, let me know now. Amen.